You're listening to The Art Show. My name's Fiona Gruber, and Claire Nichols is here with me now to take us through the latest news from the art world. And Claire, some good news for a friend of the show.
Yeah, Fiona, last week we had Justine Youssef on the program. She's a Sydney-based visual artist, and she's just been announced as the winner of the John Fries Award. So this award recognises the talents of early career visual artists from Australia and New Zealand. Justine's winning entry is called Under the Table, I Learned How to Feed You. It's a performative video and installation work, and the video shows Justine's mother and other Lebanese migrants making flatbread in a bakery in southwest Sydney. Now, this bread-making exercise, it's this huge operation, and Justine says these women worked 18 to 22-hour shifts making this. A lot of it was undocumented labour, and she says in part this work was about shining a light on the strong, unrecognised women in her community. So here's Justine on the show last week talking about the importance of exploring her Lebanese heritage in her work.
For me, it's like this way of making sense of like my personal experiences. And I think like my way of like healing through certain experiences in this country has been through understanding that the core of them, like the root of them, have come through like patriarchal colonial structures. And I guess like reconnecting to these more like traditional healing practices and things like that, and like these really bodily experiences on this land have helped me to move through those experiences. And I've kind of gone through this process of like questioning what it means to do that here as a migrant on land that's indigenous to cultures other than my own. And yeah, I think that's kind of like what's led me to this whole process.
So that's Justine Youssef. And as the winner of the John Fries Award, she takes home $10,000 in prize money. So a big congratulations to her.
Yes, indeed. And speaking of art prizes, who is the winner of the inaugural Guildhouse Fellowship?
Troy Anthony Bayliss. So he's a textile artist. He describes himself as a queer Aboriginal. He's also a descendant of the Jawoyn people from the Northern Territory and of Irish descent. And as well as being an artist, curator and writer, he's also the course coordinator of Aboriginal Cultures, Comparative Indigenous Studies and Indigenous Philosophy at the University of South Australia. So all in all, Fiona, this is a busy, busy man.
Very busy.
If you've been to the National Exhibition in Carriage Works in Sydney, you would have seen some of his work. His piece is called Postcards, which is this series of giant colonial Indigenous breastplates made from recycled glow mesh material. And as you mentioned, this is the first time the Guildhouse Fellowship has been awarded. This fellowship gives a mid-career South Australian visual artist, craftsperson or designer opportunities to travel and to create new work over the course of a year. And this fellowship is worth over $50,000, so this is really significant.
Well, that's a decent amount of money, isn't it? Mm. Now, heading overseas, I've heard a rumour that there might be an audio recording around of Frida Kahlo's voice. Is it the real deal?
Well, sadly, Fiona, probably not. There was a lot of excitement around about a week ago when this recording was discovered at the National Sound Library of Mexico.
Con su cabeza asiática, sobre la que nace un pelo oscuro, tan delgado y fino que parece flotar en el aire, es un niño grandote, inmenso, de cara amable y mirada triste.
So at first, this was thought to be a recording of the Mexican artist Frida Kahlo reading an essay about her artist husband Diego Rivera for a 1955 radio show. There was lots of excitement because, you know, while we've seen so many photographs of Frida and paintings of Frida, there aren't any known records of her voice. But now relatives and students of Frida Kahlo have weighed in. They say the recording is definitely not her. Instead, it's now thought that this recording is of another woman, Amparo Garrido. Now, she was an actress in Mexico who did a whole lot of radio work around this time. And Amparo herself says, yeah, this is probably her. So for now, Fiona, the voice of Frida Kahlo remains lost to history.
That's extraordinary that there's no recording of her. But now, finally, Claire, how many people got their kit off for this year's annual nude swim at Dark Mofo?
1,915 people took part. They were all wearing their red swimming caps and nothing else. That's actually a new record, about 400 more than last year. And this is what it sounded like when they entered the icy waters of the River Derwent. So So as you can hear, there's lots of shrieks there. I checked, the temperature on Saturday morning was just under 6 degrees when the swimmers went into the water to celebrate the winter solstice. So good for them.
Oh my God, yes, better them than me, I think. Claire Nichols, thank you. And there you are with the art news. Thanks very much.